Oh, let's go to the guy who doesn't have to worry about coyotes, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
No, there has been no sightings, thank goodness.
Now, I want to go back to your forecast for yesterday. On the way down, cloudy with a few spritzes every now and then. Get to the city, and it's just dark and rainy. I mean, dark and rainy. We got there. It never stopped raining. It was dark. Coming back home, the minute you got past the Henry Hudson Bridge, it got better. And then, just once again, spritzy on the way home. So you were right. New York City was the problem with the rain yesterday. That's it.
Yeah, it stayed south. There was no doubt about it. And we don't have to worry about any rain at all today. We'll have sunshine, but it will be warm, 85 to 90. Upper 50s tonight. Sunny tomorrow. I'm calling it pleasant because the humidity will be a little bit lower, 80 to 85. It will cloud up Thursday night. Showers will develop late. We'll have humid weather with showers and thunderstorms Friday in the low 80s. Saturday will start with some showers and end with partly cloudy skies, and highs could go to 90 on Saturday. And Sunday looks to be sunny. We'll call it moderately humid with highs in the middle 80s. For solar eclipse Monday, right now, looks like sunny skies in the 80s.
Sunny skies in the 80s.
You
and,
did
and so,
see,
so the weekend actually looks pretty good then.
Not bad. You have to get through Saturday morning.
I think I can manage to do that.
Whether you manage or not, doesn't matter. Mother Nature doesn't know that. She'll have it rain on your head. But you did notice that I have the little supplement form in there for solar eclipse, right?
Yes. Okay, and we'll have to see what happens with that. See where all these stores are selling out with their solar glasses?
Yeah, but, I would still be very careful because if it's not reputable.
I was going to say.
You could be, you could be dealing with something that is really cheap and ineffective and, God forbid, affect your retina.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the amount of people that are buying these glasses. I am absolutely amazed. I am. I can't believe it.
I remember the last solar eclipse vaguely, and I remember watching it, just as I'm telling you, on TV, and of course sensing, without looking at the sun outside, just seeing how it got dark outside and then got light again, and. Again, unless you have certified protective equipment, I would not view it.
All right. I agree with you.
Yep. I mean, my uncle, may he rest in peace, I remember as a kid, there was one thing that he told me that stuck with me my entire life. And he said to me, they used to call me when I was small, Patty Boy. That's what they called me.
Patty Boy?
Patty Boy.
All right.
And he said to me, Patty Boy? I said, yeah. He said, just remember one thing. If you lose one of your senses, your life is going to be affected tremendously. And he started that off by saying to me, what are your five senses? He would always ask me to name the five senses, and I would. And he said, lose any one of those, and your life would be affected tremendously. And I kept, and when you think about it, it is true. Because, God forbid, you lose your eyesight. There's a big difference about having it and losing it than never having it, because you don't know what you lost. So any of your five senses, folks, if God forbid you were to lose it, it would affect your life. So don't be foolish. It is an eclipse. It's 1 or 2 minutes of darkness. If you really want to sense 1 to 2 minutes of darkness, go into your house at night, turn on the lamp, turn it off, wait 2 minutes, turn it back on.
Yeah, no, it's not anything to fool with. It just isn't, and it's, I'm amazed. Online, people are buying out these glasses, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
No, too chancy. So that's that. And in the meantime, Gert, hurricane moving out into the Atlantic. There are three other disturbances in the South Atlantic right now that the Hurricane Center is monitoring. And we'll watch those and let you know what happens as we go into peak hurricane season, which is mid-September.
Now, remember, I want to see how the solar eclipse affects Gert. Remember we talked about that? How the National Weather Service was doing a study to try to see it when hurricanes and big storms occur on the days of eclipses and stuff like that? Are those two going to intersect at all on Monday?
Not at all. Gert, by that time, will be far in the North Atlantic.
All right, see, so that's too bad. So we can't really tell.
No, but there could be another one. Okay. There are three in the South Atlantic right now. There could be one closing in on the Leeward Islands near the Bahamas.
Well, there we go. So we might be in the ball game still.
Yeah. So, you know, they'll be watching it. Let them do the research and let them watch it.
Yeah.
They have the time.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, you can experience. Here's what I always thought. You can experience an eclipse, okay? You can experience an eclipse by just simply being outside and watch how dark it gets. And see how the animal activity, the birds and everything, it all quiets down. Goes down to virtually nothing. Because the animals get a little confused. They think it's night.
Right.
You can experience it that way without looking up. And then later on, go watch TV and see the eclipse.
Really? Don't you think that's the best thing to do?
Yeah, or else you can make that contraption like we used to do in school. That reflected, you know what I mean? When she held it, your back was to the eclipse.
Right.
I even forget how we did it, but your back.
I do
was,
too. Yeah. But she, I do recall doing that. Yeah.
Your back was to the eclipse. So you could do it that way as well. Well, anyway. Eclipse schmipsch, what the heck?
Yep. And we'll be keeping you posted on that as well as every other thing. But in the meantime, sit back and relax. Today will be a very quiet day.
And remember, for your long-term winter forecast, Pat, I have one word for you. No, two words for you. Two words.
And they are?
Volcanic eruptions. Oh. Volcanic eruptions.
You had the same words last year.
And last year was no fun picnic, I can tell you.
No, but it wasn't a severe winter at all.
You just got
a lot of snow, that's all.
I'll just send you pictures of my house.
Right. Well, yeah. But I mean
I'm not saying you get severe. No, but you do get a lot more snow when you have a lot of volcanic eruptions.
Well, yeah, well there's a lot more for the atmosphere to act on. Yeah, you're right.
And this is like five going on right now in the world. Five. And then you've got Donald Trump.
Oh, please.
All right. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
On that note, yeah, thank you.
Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on the tri-state forecast.